Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, it's Anne Ravel-Petcher. I'm one of your two hosts today for NCTA's State of Technology live radio broadcast. I'm here with Michael Lauer, my co-host. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Anne. We haven't done this before together, have we?
No, it's virgin territory.
But you know what? What better place to start than here?
I know.
And with this guest.
I know.
Right? I'm excited about it.
It's so fun.
Kicking off in style, right?
So let me tell everybody who's sitting here between us.
I would love that.
This is Alex Vidor. And I actually pronounced his name right, didn't I?
That is correct.
I did.
One
Woo-hoo.
Of the few people who do it.
Woohoo! So Alex is the founder of a very cool new company out of Wilmington, North Carolina, headquartered in the UNCW CIE, the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And that's because he's such an innovative guy. Tell us a little bit about what Social Pathway Solutions is, Alex.
Well, very excited to be here, by the way. Thank you for this opportunity. Initially, we looked at the very overwhelming app store, and we started with the student's problem, specifically my younger sister, who was a junior in high school at the time, and she was struggling to find confidence in the app she was using to supplement her work. And we realized that wasn't really a direct connection between her teachers and a way to get the correct apps in front of the students. And so we started to work backwards, and then we realized, you know, there's another layer to this problem. Teachers are way too overburdened to spend the time, look on the internet, and find the right apps. And essentially, you have disparate teachers all across the U.S. who are trying to do this. And so we wanted to create a network, essentially to crowdsource teacher experiences around effective use of educational apps in the classroom.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's stop right here. I need to go back about three steps.
Okay, fair enough.
Are you telling me high school students actually use apps to supplement their education?
Well, believe it or not, about 75% of them have smartphones. And so with about 120,000 apps in the App Store, students are willing to use this technology that they are so familiar with to try to find some shortcuts in studying. And that's what these apps offer.
You're meeting them where they're at, right?
Yeah,
you're hitting
exactly.
them at a point they're already using on a day-to-day basis. It's an easy way to reach them because it's already in their pocket.
Exactly. And so let's get teachers the visibility with on those devices.
So are teachers as savvy about this as the students are?
Well, see, that's where our network comes into play.
Uh-huh.
So looking at students, you know, they really span about a decade and a half, whereas educators can span multiple decades, you
yeah.
know, 50, 60 years. And so how do you take advantage of the fact that technology is being proven to help education, yet you have educators who some are very tech savvy as they're, you know, in their mid-20s and recently out of school,
sure.
but then you have these tenured teachers who really have the fundamentals of teaching down packed but aren't as familiar with the technology. And so Hugo Network really creates an opportunity for teachers to share their experiences across generations and different levels of curriculum versus the technology incorporation.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'm going to take another step back. So when I first was introduced to you, mm-hmm. I was introduced to you not just as an entrepreneur but also a student.
Mm-hmm.
So are you still studying?
Yes, I'm getting my master's in business at UNCW's Cameron School.
Aha. Uh-huh. Is this what led you to the CIE?
It is very much so. We actually started this company in Atlanta
as an
original idea. And, you know, Atlanta being such a overwhelming place, we were sort of lost in the white noise and looked to find some education to supplement my liberal arts undergraduate at Emory University. And UNCW was the right place to do that, right on the coast. And it's really been a great opportunity to work with professors. And Dean Larry Clark is the one who introduced me to Jim Roberts at the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And 8 months later, we are went from a napkin stage idea to on stage at NCTA tomorrow. So the center is doing exactly what it needs to do, working in conjunction with the great professors at UNCW.
So how did you get this idea? What was the catalyst? What's the story behind it?
So the original idea was a bunch of us were very frustrated. We had iPhones for, 6 or 7 years and had downloaded 5-star apps, and they ended up being garbage. And we couldn't understand how they got 5-star ratings, but were still pretty horrible. And we realized that it's not the rating, it's who it comes from. It needs to be a trusted source recommendation. And so what we realized was within education, there's already an established relationship between teacher and student. And so we just wanted to extend that into the educational app space. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, not all teachers are as tech or app savvy, so we needed to create this support community to share use cases and experiences around those apps. So in theory, what we're trying to do is take down all the obstacles to mass educational app adoption in the classroom.
So you guys aren't creating the apps, but you're finding them, you're rating them, and you're making them accessible. And in one place, the teacher can go and find and say, hey, I want to use apps for my kids, but I don't know how to do this app, iPhone, Android thingy, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, you're taking all the hard work out of it for them so they can just get right into the classroom with this stuff.
Essentially, I think the approach that we're taking is different in that we're not pretending our product is a magic pill. You know, it's not something that's going to cure the chaos. Instead, it's going to help the teachers manage the chaos and give them the freedom to choose based on colleagues and their experiences, and then empower them to get the right apps in front of their students.
Well, on top of that, too, I mean, you're rating them, so it's not, you know, my second cousin Bubba who's going to give me a good review because he's my second cousin Bubba.
Right.
I mean, you got people that are doing this for a living that have their reputation on the line, so they're going to give you an honest recommendation on an app.
Exactly. That's the theory. Yep.
So, take yet another step backwards. How does the... Is it actually a product? Is it an app? How does it work?
So, the teacher community, you know, that's, you can think of it as the Angie's List of educational apps. So,
mm-hmm.
A private community for educators. And then we realized that using that system to create the optimal informed decision of, okay, this is the app I want to use because of the usability in the classroom, and then, wow, look at all these great use cases that other teachers have come up with. But that's only half the battle. You need to get it in front of your students in a pragmatic way. And so we've built a mobile application where a student can download Hugo Network from the App Store. A teacher then can create a private group within the school, say, Mrs. Johnson's first period biology, and then they can send the specific instructions on how to use that specific app as it relates to their personal curriculum directly to their student's cell phone or tablet.
Now, can they set assignments in this too? Is there a way they can actually schedule what they need to read in there, or is it just a playlist?
So we are, think of it more of as a playlist. We're not trying to step on the toes of these learning management systems.
Okay, yeah, because that's a big pocket.
That would be boiling the ocean for
yes,
us. We're taking a very niche look at educational apps and understanding that, you know, there are a lot of apps that can be used in conjunction with education that aren't typically categorized as educational apps. One example a teacher gave us was using the History Channel app, showing some North Carolina Civil War battle reenactments.
Oh, that's cool.
A Google Maps app with the geolocation, a Vimeo app to then go film the students, you know, reenacting it, and then an Evernote app to submit their work. You know, all those are create a great
project. I bet the
students
love that.
Right. Keeps them engaged, allows them to use their devices outside the classroom, but guess what? None of those apps are typically housed under education. And so what our system is going to allow to do is focus on the use cases and the value derived from the apps, and not just, hey, how great is the quality of that new shiny toy? You know, how,
right.
the bells and whistles, yeah, they're great, but that doesn't help the teacher bring it into the classroom.
Interesting. So how have you shipped the product yet? Is it
right now
available?
We are in pilot testing, and
okay.
So we've created a great relationship with Linda Nelson, the executive director of the North Carolina Association for Independent Schools, and she's helped us get in touch with Cape Fear Academy, Gaston Day, and Noble Academy, and so they've been working with us over the last few weeks to help us refine these review criteria that mm-hmm. help them rate an app's usability and functionality in the classroom, not just is the content good. And so what we're going to be doing is presenting the first company that's ever actually been invited to present at the North Carolina Heads Conference in a few weeks. And that's when we're going to further the relationship with those schools and move forward in the fall to fill our use case bank and then work with some more teachers to make sure that we're getting this right. So you can think of our product as being formed is in the antithesis of in a vacuum. You know, we refuse to make a button a certain size. We refuse to make any assumptions without first checking with these teachers. And so we think that that pathway is going to help us get to the right solution.
It seems to me that you have a lot of different audiences that ultimately could help your success.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got teachers, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Parents?
Right. So, you know, there has been a large trend of more schools, you know, going one-to-one, you know, actually purchasing the hardware for the school.
Mm-hmm.
But in most cases, that's not the case. And
it's BYOD,
right,
all
BYOD
over again.
Exactly. And so what we're seeing is, you know, these devices aren't cheap. You know, they're hundreds
right.
of dollars. And
right.
what we want to give parents, you know, indirectly, as they are a stakeholder in this educational ecosystem, is to know that their students are now getting access to the Discovery Channel in the App Store, not just the Cartoon Network.
Ah, very nice. What about technology companies? And mobile tech companies.
So down the road in the future, we think that we're going to be able to provide developers of these educational apps a little bit more insight into how their apps are being used. You know, they get the aggregate download numbers of, you know, your Spanish translation app got this many reviews or this many downloads rather, but that doesn't, you know, help them know whether it was recommended. Is it being used in a classroom or was it individual students downloading it? And so we want to be able to, over time, see what type of teachers are recommending what type of apps. And again, they don't have to be these typical educational apps, but we want to shed some light on how teachers are being creative in the classroom.
Yeah. This can be an amazing data resource, if you will, for developers.
Absolutely. And what's the hardest part? Who's that one person that you need to get in front of to really make this take off?
I would say right now we want our company's culture to be the teacher's ally. So a very teacher-centric process for feedback. Though the administration at the schools benefit in the long run, really what we're trying to do is take down the barriers of the teacher and make sure that their decision-making process is just fluid. And it's not just, okay, this is the best app, but you know, why do I have to come up with the way to use it when there's 100 other teachers across the country who've already done something creative?
Now, you started this company, correct?
I'm one of the co-founders, yes.
Talk to me about the challenges of just getting this thing off the ground and getting it to where it is now, and then where you want to take it in the future.
I think the biggest challenge has been admitting when we're wrong.
And speeds up the process, doesn't
it? Yeah, well, it does. Fail fast and fail often. And, you know, I'll admit initially we thought that the solution to this problem was just the distribution side of things. And, you know, it took quite a few conversations with teachers where they kept mentioning, you know, well, I know what apps to use, so this distribution side is wonderful, but, you know, my colleague down the hallway doesn't. And so what we really saw were some really admirable teachers who, you know, couldn't really go forward with this product or service until they knew that there was that teacher support community. So the biggest challenge was pivoting a few months ago when we realized that that was a critical piece. And so again, going back to UNCW, there's been some great professors there in the computer science department, Dr. Vetter, as well as some other people who are helping us with building the framework for these algorithms to make sure that the statistical foundation of it is very sound. And so we're really excited about, you know, what sort of trends and conclusions we can draw in the future about, you know, what apps are an 8th grade biology teacher under the Common Core, or, you know, what is a 12th grade private school teacher in Arkansas recommending for their AP class? You know, those are the type of trends that we could be looking for in the future.
I mean, this is just super exciting stuff, right, Ann? I mean,
yeah, it's really exciting.
We got to check back in with this guy at our Metro Raleigh studio.
At our Metro Raleigh studio and our Wilmington studio.
Yeah, oh, yes. Absolutely. Don't forget Wilmington. He's right there.
We're doing big things there. It's not just us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When do you think you're actually going to ship it? Quote unquote ship. These days. Push the button to go live.
That would be, that might be too difficult to say.
That might
be too difficult to say.
Roughly? This year?
I think
next year?
At the start of the 2015 school year is when we will have a product that will be interesting and exciting for teachers all across the
U.S. But you're still getting metrics.
Oh, I mean,
absolutely. You don't want to do this before you really get it right.
Oh, right. Absolutely. And we're working with, at UNCW, their Watson College, and, you know, their Master's in Instructional Technology program there. And so we want to make sure that we do this correctly. And, you know, working with the teachers immediately as we are now, independent schools across the state, we're starting to make sure that these use cases are documented correctly. And so that as we collect all this data over the next year, that it's built in a way that we can succeed without getting too technical on the...
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm guessing that you're not going to have too much trouble figuring out your master's thesis topic.
I don't think so, no.
Good for you, man.
So if there are some teachers out there listening or some school administrators or technologists who are really interested in this, how would they get a hold of you?
My email is alex.vidor, V-I-D-O-R, at hugonetwork.com. Or Twitter at APVDOR. To all those teachers and administrators out there, get very excited. All your teachers are going to be able to benefit from this in the future, whether they're tech savvy or not. And we're excited to help students maximize the potential of the App Store.
Great. Well, thanks for being our
first
guest.
Thank you so much. This has been fantastic.
You enjoyed it. And until next time.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll be back in a little bit.